Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, my fellow travelers, calibrating the tongue in the beginning. Hello, my name is Nicole Tomasini. I'm a spirit therapist, and welcome to the Spirit Therapy Radio Show. Present tonight is New York City sirens. They're not joking around the last few days, I have to say. I don't know what all the yelling is about, but I find it a little excessive, even for New York. But since we can laugh about it, and this show is about boundaries, how about them boundaries? You know, do the police care about noise boundaries? Not really. So we can either get upset about it, we can shake our fist at the sirens every time they go by, like my father used to, or we can just go, oh, well, it's a lot of fussing. What's new? What's next? What's fun and exciting? You know, and laugh at it. It's the best way. Anyway, welcome to the show, and welcome to Mercury Retrograde that we've been in for about 5 days now. Very interesting one, I find. The Merc Retro. Yeah, you know. Oh, sound rebooted, huh? Yeah, well, it's not Mercury Retrograde for nothing. All good now? Hope so. So, what's going on with Mercury retrograde? Things like that, a little communication. Me first, you first. No, wait, me? No, wait. Okay, no, now we got it. We got, no, we don't. Yes, we do. We got it. Like that. You know, it's a little wobble on the surfboard. But it's a little fun, if you look at it that way, to recalibrate your brain in a different way and to just go, okay, right now, it's not about button A that it works 97% of the time. It's not about button B, maybe even, that works the rest of the time. What does this button C do? Is this functioning? What happens here? And sometimes you can find little tidbits in your button C, you know, that option that you don't really choose, but you know is there, or maybe never thought of before. You know, you can find some gems and then incorporate it into when the... when we start going forward. I told you I wasn't kidding. I don't know if you can hear the sirens, but I think they're doing it for comic relief. Anyway, talking about them boundaries. Everyone knows, yeah, heard it before, boundaries, 10 ways to have boundaries. I did a show about it before, but now I want to talk about it on another level because another aspect of Mercury retrograde time is about redoing things, re-whatever, reinventing, refurbishing, looking at, you know, revisiting. So if we've had some, I mean, at a certain age, in order to survive, you probably have some boundaries going on. And you're probably listening to this show because you know what boundaries are, but you're wondering if I'm going to say something different that you haven't heard that maybe could be helpful. Well, I hope so. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But the first thing I'll say about boundaries is, you know, it's no longer about really physically drawing a line in the sand. That's very 18th century. And, of course, the world still goes about this with all the borders and all these, you know, fake boundaries. You're here, I'm there. That makes me one thing and you another. Ridiculous. And then you become or have Farmer Browns running around with a shotgun in backwoods Texas defending their line in the sand. Don't come here, I'll shoot you in the face. You know, okay. But that's not really, I mean, you know, no disrespect to Farmer Brown, but it's not really a very effective way of having boundaries. You know, drawing a line, having a fence, and getting a shotgun or a cabinet full of some sort of explosive machinery. You know, that means you got to patrol it, you got to pay attention, you got to be on high alert, you got to, you know, run around and maybe drop your vibration to the point where you have to cause harm to someone else. It's just setting up this whole mine yours, back off kind of vibration. And that's not really, well, it's not at all what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an energetic boundary, a knowing who you are boundary. Remembering to turn off the air conditioning boundary. Boundaries with yourself, boundaries with your energy, and where is it? Where do you have it? How much of it do you give to other people? Do you know when you're giving to other people, or does it just seep out and go everywhere? Do you know how much you're giving to yourself, or are you just, you know, running on just enough energy, vitality, love, food, sleep to get by, because all these other people, you have to run around on their boundaries for whatever reason. So self boundaries, really. And so it's energy boundaries, which of course goes along with our thoughts and our feelings. And then there's other people, other situations outside of ourself, and what I like and don't like about these things so far. How do I like this person? How do I like it when people in general do this or don't do this? And when I find that I don't like something, I mean, it's so subjective and it's so our own preference. We may need to speak up for ourselves and say something about how something's not working. But how do we do that and not become Farmer Brown with the shotgun in someone's face, you know, threatening? Do we need to go down there even just a little bit in order to defend ourselves? I don't think so. Now, this is from the Aries warrior, right, who had a temper her whole life. And you know, I'm not going to begrudge anybody a little raised voice and some sharp words. I mean, you know, you're the one that says what this situation calls for. And there's infinite possibilities out there. So, but I'm saying, as a general goal and a general point towards, how about becoming the mountain of love and light, becoming who you really are inside, so that when something happens that disturbs your lovely love and light, you can recover quickly and go, okay, first of all, step one, what is this? Because it is not vibing with my love and light vibe. And two, how do I feel about it? Being totally honest with how you feel, no matter what it is. You know, this is not a what would Jesus do moment, because guess what? Jesus got pissed off and cursed, you know. Nobody's perfect. And three, what do I do about it? What's the level of standing up for myself? What's the level? How do I get this situation to be more pleasing to me? That's the point, isn't it? So that means, how do you make yourself happy again? And that means, how do I deal with you, who's standing right in front of me while this conversation is happening in my head? But with all those words to explain it, you know how it goes. These things can happen in nanoseconds. So I feel like Gia in the chat room here is saying something good. And what do you do when someone doesn't get what you are explaining? Well, we're going to go into that. And then she said, I'm a Gemini. I explained it every which way. And then I took action, not a killing action, but a stop action. Okay, so there you go. So maybe you could, turning tables, she wrote. Mm-hmm. And then took action. So, you know, what's the vibe of the action? How do you say stop? How do you say stop? I mean, I how do I give you a blanket answer? but the answer you can come up with on your own by knowing how you can get to a place where you feel good again, you feel good, and the minimum amount of blow up in this person's face. So of course it takes some practice. Of course it takes some tinkering. I'm having such a vibe of a bishop friend that I was just hanging out with, and this guy is such a master. He's a retired bishop. He's got this just jolly, intelligent, sarcastic kind of a way of being, and he's got a quip for everything. He's got something to change around any kind of vibe. He may not even be trying to change the vibe, but it at least had some other added, you know, right there, a little whipped cream over here, you know, a little sweetness, a little ha-ha, or oh my goodness, what did he just say? That's always a good one, right? Jerk the people's collar so they're just, you know, looking at something else. Oh, and what's over here? That can be part of boundaries, the diversion. But I think why my brain is thinking about the bishop is because he seems to be a master at it. And for anyone, including him, he probably barely knows how he does it. I think he's just been at it and talking to so many people for so many years about religion. I mean, talk about boundaries, right? People get all up in arms in the religious sector. So how do you diffuse? How do you survive? How do you deflect? How do you continue to give love when people are saying God knows what, right? So I don't plan to really answer any of these questions unless, you know, the guidance that comes to me during these shows, who knows? I can't speak for them. But I will say it all starts with us knowing ourselves and trusting ourselves and seeing what we want and what we like. And sometimes in the beginning, which we're probably not at, but sometimes it's good to go back to how you did it in the beginning. Sometimes you just need to walk away and contemplate. Maybe it's not time for action right now. Maybe it's, I need to think about this. And something will come. When you tune into your higher self and ask, what is the love and light version of saying stop? Of saying back up? Of saying I'm not interested in this? Of saying, please go away now, thank you very much, but I'm done. You know, there's no magic sentence for that. The only way you can find your way and be as delightful as Mr. Bishop in my story, or whatever you want to be yourself, but be able to ride through all situations is tuning in with yourself. So, Gia said, without seeing it as a power play, because we could see it like that, but it's not a power play. Very important. Absolutely. And I think I will contemplate that while I play my 3-minute song here. I promise I won't play Fiona Apple every week, but her song popped on and I was like, wow, this is perfect for How About Them Boundaries. So this is one way of setting up the boundaries, and it can be a good song if you're feeling like somebody needs to back up. You get out your aggression during this song. So check it out. It's you know, not your grandmother's metaphysics. And I will see you in 3 minutes. Enjoy.
I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body, and this voice can been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the sea, swash down all this pride. But you run like a fool just to be at my side. And now you run like a fool, but you just run to hide, and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground, and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, and not at all what you seem. This mind, this body, and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. Don't make it a big deal, don't be so sensitive. We're not playing a game anymore, you don't have to be so defensive. Don't you plead me your case, don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground, and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, and you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot be tackled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to breathe. I got my feet on the ground, and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, and you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot be tackled by.
Yes, Fiona, that is the other side of boundaries, that in the metaphysics community, you know, not many people are going to go there, but it's a very real part of the human condition. Sometimes we are just not feeling it, and sometimes we have, the whole thing is happening so that we can learn how to stand up for ourselves. I mean, that's what this whole play about dancing with the other self, other people, is all about. Some people, their sole purpose is to come in and show you where all your boundaries are just not working out. Where all the, you know, faulty design is. But then, called to your attention like that, would you have seen it unless there was a quote-unquote problem or somebody called it to your attention or, you know, a fox came in and ate your hens, you know? So that's one thing to remember about the boundaries is we bump into these things so that we can learn how do we react. And we really don't know. We really don't know until we do. So to make good choices, we have plenty of figures in history that show us how not the right way looks like. You know, Hitler, Mussolini, fill in all the other terrible leaders, you know. But the thing is, to remember with these people, is that most of them, you want to say all kinds of derogatory words about them, but they were trying to do something, and they were trying to, you know, use their intellect. A lot of them were geniuses, but they just, you know, at the end of the day, who can guard, who guards the guards, who polices the policemen, who, you know. And how many protections do you need at the end of the day to feel secure in yourself? It's so much work on the outside, and it'll never be enough. Never. So take a page out of, you know, all those who have tried to conquer the world and failed. Because it's not about conquering the world. It's about conquering yourself. And then imagine that. Maybe we won't need these artificial boundaries anymore. Maybe it won't be about my country, my side of the fence, yours. It'll be about me. I know who I am, and I know that I am giving out these vibrations. And I know that if anything comes in that is not of these vibrations, I will recognize them and I will act accordingly in a way that does not disturb my love and light unless I choose to be. And with that, you start to create actual boundaries that actually work and don't need to be monitored with a, you know, I don't want to give a pit bull a bad name, but, you know, a ferocious animal and a shotgun. It's not the way anymore. So creating boundaries by creating an energetic boundary, and it is amazing. If you try it, you will see that when you change your vibration, what you are accepting as part of your vibration or not. If you create a light standard of basic joy and peacefulness in yourself, you will attract less and less of the dramaticness. But this is a part of those loving souls, right? Is when you're a loving soul, the tendency is to see the love in someone else and run with it. And it's not that you don't see that there's darkness, but you understand that everybody has darkness. You have darkness. Everybody has dark. Gandhi had darkness. Jesus. So you just don't focus on that. And you focus on the love, which, you know, makes perfect sense. Sounds like the right way to go. And in my opinion, it is. But it's about getting smarter to say, okay, not just completely disregarding anything that looks like darkness, taking an extra moment or two to go, okay, I also see you have this. Okay, so now let's see. And then, you know, people will reveal themselves in not too long. They start to show patterns. They start to show quirks. They start to show, you know, if you're paying attention. So, and then we can make decisions, you know, moment to moment, what is working for me and what isn't. But it all starts with a good sense of self. Gia just wrote, "Will riding into town on a donkey fix it? The darkness?" I just saw the weirdest Wild West film in my head with a donkey and some sort of Dracula darkness coming and, you know, right? Like some sort of High Noon situation. Sean Wayne. Anyway, the donkey from Shrek. You know. Well, that takes me to the one point I wanted to remember. It's a small one, but I find that it's important, you know, not to have too many boundaries with ourselves, because that's when we really do, you know, become some sort of a Nazi. And that's not good either. You know, the extremes are also there to show us something for a reason. So, you know, too many boundaries with self or other people, and I don't like that, so I'm not going to, and you, and I have to comment on this and that. You know, a free flow, that's why the energetic boundaries are really the best, because they flow, they breathe, they, you know, you can move around, it's comfortable, it's like having, I don't know, whatever you would like to be surrounded in, you know, some people like feathers, some people like pillows, you know, whatever, that kind of a boundary, you know, and then you can notice when something is different that doesn't match that standard that you've set. It really works. I'm telling you, I've done it. I used to get a lot more irritated, and I don't. And when I do get irritated, it's shocking to me. I'm like, what? What happened? But at the end of the day, it's always a great story, and it's always a huge lesson. So to remember that in the boundaries. And I want to mention daughtersofisis.com has this new line of essential oils and flower essences for you to work with. It's called the Supernaturals. And it's all about protection. It's all about cleansing. It's she has a rose cross and line of salt. If you do watch the show Supernatural, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's true. Not just it's not about the show. It's old magic. What it's really about. So, but made in a brand new way with gem elixirs and flowers and I can't wait to try those out. So daughtersofisis.com, and if you would like to contact me for a spirit therapy session, you can find us at spirittherapy.nyc, or you can give us a call at 646-919-0540. And so in the last 4 minutes, yes, wonderful. How about the caring what other people think? Not so much anymore. Not so much. Because you could be running to try to please everybody, and it's never going to work. Free will is a finicky creature, and it goes in a lot of different ways, and the only person that you really can please is you, with your own vibration and your own boundaries of what you like and don't like. So, you know, I can't say that I am carefree of what other people think, but it's something to remember and something to continue to build upon. Is if you're like, oh, well, what if someone thinks, and well, people could see it as that, and well, I don't know if, and I could, too many questions. That means it's the wrong way. Wrong way. Yeah. Too many questions. You go, okay, cut this train off. And go, am I wondering and caring too much about what other people are thinking? Am I basing what I'm about to do on what I think other people might think? So then maybe not that. How about, and then it's great, because then you sort of go, oh, okay, wait, not you. Like your focus was going that way, whether you recognized it or not. And then you go, okay, no, wait, me way, my way. Let me tune into my loving spirit, my heart, all this, you know, where's the love, man? And then proceed from there, and it makes it much more enjoyable, because anything you do is so much better when you're doing it because you love it. And you love it because you're doing it your way and what made you do it in the first place, and just honoring that. So that's my final thought. On how about them boundaries? I hope you've enjoyed yourself. We have a big old full moon coming up next week, so I'm just saying I'll do the show next week, but it's on the 28th, on the day of the show. So in the meantime, you know, good thing for full moon magic synchronization is to contemplate, especially in this Mercury retrograde, you know, this next week, contemplate what you like, what you don't like, things that you don't like, just see them going away and changing and becoming what you do like. Just as an exercise, not too much pressure. If it doesn't happen, oh my God, you know, the world's not going to end. But just a little something, a little visualization. And then once we get to the full moon in Aries, it's all about setting up for the next show. Over with this show, next show. So it's sort of like a break and cut, you know, thank you very much for playing, and now we're moving on to the next level. So it's a good week to enjoy yourself, find the love, find what makes you feel good, and those are your boundaries. And that's all she wrote, Jack. All right, lots of love, people. What's my tagline? Love and light. And all right. In love and light, I bid you good night. And that's also with love yourself so you can love the world. Good night.